This interview is with Dr. Mike Siegel, one of the authors of a research article about levels of access to dental care for special needs patients in the province of Ontario. Mike, why did you write this article?
Well, the main reason for writing this article was we have a concern whether or not persons with disabilities were having adequate access to dental care. In the recent years, there's been a shift to moving persons with disabilities into the community, and part of that would be to ensure that the community can provide the dental services that they need. Those services used to be provided in the institutional settings. Based on our clinical practices here in the special needs programs at Mount Sinai Hospital, we've heard many patients and their families or caregivers tell us that they were having difficulties in obtaining that care in the community. So the main objective of this study was to do a survey of Ontario dentists and a subset of pediatric dentists to see whether or not they were in fact accepting these patients into their own practices.
What are the main messages for dentists from your research findings?
Well, the main message is a reinforcement that they are doing the right thing. The results of the survey indicated that many of the dentists were accepting persons with disabilities into their practices. However, our definition of persons with disabilities was quite general in nature, so it could include someone with very minor disabilities that would not be obvious to the general public, as opposed to the more severely developmentally disabled or quadriplegic type patient. So the main message is that, yes, services are available. The study also did reinforce the fact that many dentists did feel that the amount of reimbursement they were receiving from government was not adequate to allow them to care for these patients in some cases, and many of them felt that they were doing this more as a voluntary sort of work. And that many were also frustrated by the degree of administrative issues and paperwork involved with trying to provide care to these individuals. So it's sort of twofold.
What are the main implications of your findings for policymakers?
Well, for policymakers, the main message that we've taken with this study, and we've used it here in the province of Ontario with our provincial government, is that dentists definitely are upset, or maybe upset is too strong of a word, but they're not happy with the degree of reimbursement that they are receiving from government-funded dental programs for special needs patients, and with the degree of administration involved. And in our own provincial programs here in Ontario, changes have been made recently in terms of decreasing the amount of administration and predeterminations that are required, developing a more clear schedule of benefits that clearly outlines what is covered and what is not and what are sort of the limitations. And we have had a modest, very modest fee increase, but at least they've taken the time to do an analysis of the fee structures within the schedule and have deemed that, yes, it is worthy of an increase. So government is listening. The other public impact that's coming out of this study or the next step of this study is presently we're doing the study that is now asking the same sort of questions, but asking them of the caregivers of persons with disabilities to see whether or not the end users are actually having problems accessing care. So most of the dentists say, yes, they are accepting these patients. My own personal experience and those of us working in this field is many parents and caregivers are saying they're having difficulty accessing care, so there's a disconnect there. And so now we're presently doing a survey in the province of Ontario to see whether or not these patients are having problems, which we'll take back to government saying if the patients are having a problem and these are the dentist's main concerns, then that could be the reason why there's less access to care for this population group.
Mike, thank you very much for this article, for the great work you're doing with special needs patients, and for giving us this interview.
You're welcome. My pleasure.